This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Having a water supply you can rely on is a farmer's dream. And now, thanks to legislation that's been a long time coming, folks in the Yakima River Basin area are about to have that dream come true. This week started out with U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Mr. Speaker, I rise enthusiastically today to support this package that the House is considering. It includes one of my bills, the Yakima River Basin Water Enhancement Project Phase 3 Act.
Following a vote of 363-62 in favor, Newhouse was spreading the good news.
We passed some really significant, I think even historic legislation this week that will allow the Yakima River Enhancement Project to move into its third phase. And it's been a long, long time coming. It's been several decades, maybe 30 years of work that has culminated in the legislation passing a couple weeks ago in the Senate and this week in the House of Representatives.
Newhouse commended his colleagues on both sides of the aisle for approving this legislation, authorizing the next phase of the Yakima Basin Project that now has but one stop remaining.
But today demonstrates the closest we've ever come to sending this crucial legislation to the president to sign into law.
Tune in tomorrow for more on what this legislation means for farmers and others in the Yakima River Basin.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.